Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Ladies and gentlemen, broadcasting from beautiful South Bermondsey, this is Achtung Millwall.
When I was young and just a boy, I asked my mother, what will it be? Will it be Arsenal? Will it be Spurs? Is what she says to me.
Right to midfield, it's Wallace, going down the middle. He's got Elliot overlapping him. Can he find him?
Yes! Two boys! 4-3! Neil Gregory! Go to Wallace! Neil Gregory! Defective side to the middle! 4-3! Roy's the game of death! What a game! What a game! What entertainment! What drama!
It's South Bermondsey, it's Achtung Millwall, number one Millwall podcast. Welcome, dear listeners, my name is Nick Hart. Welcome indeed to today's championship fixture, Millwall versus Norwich City. I think we're up against it, dear listeners. Team news as the teams arrive on the pitch. Team news, four changes by manager Neil Harris after two very disappointing results on the spin. The loss at Hull on Tuesday night and a home defeat. Poor home defeat against Preston last Saturday has brought four changes to the Mill side for you today. Out go Ryan Tunnicliffe, Ryan Leonard, the injured Murray Wallace, and the ineligible Ben Marshall to be replaced by Marlon Romeo. The return of James Meredith, Sean Williams in midfield, and Steve Morrison up front from cryogenic storage. So your Lions team today, dear listeners, is Jordan Archer in goal. Then we have James Meredith, Sean Hutchinson, Jake Cooper, Marlon Romeo, midfield will be Sean Williams, Ben Thompson. On the wings, Jed Wallace, Shane Ferguson up front. The dynamic duo, it's the return of the dynamic duo, Steve Morrison and Lee Gregory. Norwich come into today's game second top, going well, looking like a side destined for the top two, if not the championship of the division. Leeds won 4-0 last night, they'll be desperate to get a win here today. The Lions, obviously, 4 points clear of the relegation zone, but in dire need of some cushion, some comfort, a duvet to wrap around ourselves. The 3 points would be lovely, would be wonderful. A little bit of clear blue water between us and the bottom three would certainly relieve my tension, dear listeners. The cup quarter final is sold out, I read on the Mill FC Twitter feed. It's now a sellout against Brighton. Lovely stuff, we all like that. We all like a good cup quarter final, but it is something of a distraction compared with the grim necessity of staying in this division this season. I know it's been tough. I've slated the year as being drab and dreary. You've watched it, you know it too. But we've got to stay in this league. Going back to League One is going to be a grim prospect if we do go down. Talking outside to one or two people, and everyone's looking at last game of the season, the away fixture at Wigan. Let's hope it doesn't come to that, needing to go there and get points. As it is, we're up against the second team in the table, and I think it was Steve Morrison speaking to News at Den in the week who said that, you know, this is the kind of game where Millwall may rise to the occasion. Let's hope so.
You are listening to Achtung Millwall.
So it's going to be Norwich kicking us off, attacking the Coldblow Lane end in the first half, which means that Millwall will be attacking the away end, in line with English legislation since time immemorial, since Henry II. Common law, Anglo-Saxon England. Norwich wearing a curious lime green affair today, with a kind of a zigzaggy type design on the front. It's not a particularly pleasant kit, given that they wear one of the more iconic strips in English football, yellow and green, but for reasons beyond me, they decided to change into an all lime green show today. Crowd in good heart, it's a nice day. Wind, the flags fluttering in the breeze, it's a pleasant early spring day, I suppose you could call it. It's been unseasonably warm recently in London, hottest February on record, just to worry all you conservation environmentalists that listen into the show. And it's jacket weather, but it's a pleasant day. Early throwing for the Lions on 52 seconds, about halfway inside the Norwich half. It's a fairly traditional lineup for Millwall, isn't it? With Morrison Gregory starting the game up front. I guess Elliot will come into proceedings at some point. I thought we looked poor in the first half up at Hull, but we did a lot better in the second half. The winning goal was a bit of a not a freak strike, that would be do it disservice, but it was a great strike, I suppose, in all fairness. And the second half we were chasing the game, but we went close enough for some measure of comfort to be taken from the performance overall. Mill just pressing the ball back to the orange clad goalkeeper. Norwich managed by Daniel Farker, the great name. What a name. The German manager stroke coach. A lot of continental players in their team. Little miscue there gives Morrison a chance to head Lee Gregory into the right side and manages to win a corner when there weren't many options in front of goal as that poor clearance by Norwich on the left side of their defence, right side as we attack. Wins an early right-sided corner for the Lions. Sponsored by Dean Wilson. 2.5 minutes into the game, it's going to be a right side corner. Ferguson's going to have to take it. Swings it in, it's in towards the near post. It's over the head of Hutchinson. Cooper bounding around, it's gone for another left sided corner. A little bit of panicky defensive work there by Norwich, interestingly. Perhaps we could exploit that today. It seemed that the basic cross into the 6 yard box had them at sixes and sevens. Six fingers and seven fingers in Norwich's case. It's going to be a left-sided corner. Jed Wallace will take 3 minutes showing on the stadium clock. In it comes from Jed. That's another deep one. Far post. There's Cooper's headed off the line. Did it cross? Steve Morrison off the line again. Morrison wins the ball back, but penalised unfairly so. That's headed off the line. It didn't cross clearly. They've had little microchips in the balls now. That was headed off the line there from the corner. That's twice in succession the Lions have looked dangerous from fairly basic corners into the danger zone. Let's see that on the replay again, please, Mr. Byfenow. Mr. Byfenow doesn't oblige as the smell of an exotic Balkan Sobrani tobacco wafts across the den. The ball through the middle. This is Steve Morrison. Mill unsettling Norwich defence. So notice Lee Gregory's shot from the just inside the penalty area taken by the orange clad number one goalkeeper in the event. So this is the ball through from Morrison. He almost picks out Gregory. He takes some turns, and that's actually an angle shot towards the right hand top corner, but taken comfortably enough by the goalkeeper. 4 minutes. Good opening, bright start by the Lions. Could be another corner as Norwich acquire possession and come down our left side again. 6 minutes into the game. It's been all go, dear listeners. They've worked enough space there to work another left sided corner. In it swings, near post, across the face of the goal, over the bar, another corner. The referee spotted that come off a Millwall body part. Another left sided corner. Early pressure for the Lions to endure. Norwich of course chasing the prize of automatic Premier League football by finishing in the top two. Leeds won 4-0 at West Bromwich Albion last night, and they will be desperate today. Here comes the post. There's a bit of a colour clash. Jordan Archer is actually wearing a very close shade of lime yellow, if that's a colour. Very similar to the Norwich lime green kit. Who coordinates this stuff? I mean, we had the other week, we had Sheffield Wednesday wearing practically the same first choice colours as Millwall. As it is, Jordan Archer is dressed almost the same as the Norwich side. It's that can't continue, surely. What do I know? I'm just a mere podcaster sat in the high in the stands of the West Upper. 7.5 minutes. I'll pre-warn you, I am under the influence of alcoholic beverages this afternoon, dear listeners. Unusual for me. I don't usually drink before a game, but today, twofold. It was Manzi's pie mash with Harry and Michael Avery before the game. And then we found ourselves with some time to kill in Harry's bar, or Harry's bar. Harry's bar obviously is in St Mark's Square, off of St Mark's Square, Venice, isn't it? Or just nearby, anyway. We found ourselves in Harry's bar. A bleak little prospect, Harry's bar. I'm not sure I could drink in there on any kind of regular basis. It has the kind of air of a particularly badly invested staff canteen about it. But anyway, I had a couple of beers in there, so apologies if my diction is in any way slurred by the alcohol, the Arabic substance discovered in the 8th or 9th centuries by the mystics of the East. Or is it adding to the enjoyment of the show? Is it the old William Blake idea of the doors of wisdom being at the gates of excess? You tell me. Here come Millwall. Jed Blyce draws a free kick as we're trying to break through the middle there. 11 minutes on the clock. The amount of raw skunk in the air here at the moment, I may well be, you know, hallucinating. The White Rabbit is next to me, and the Mad Hatter's Tea Party, and the Queen of Hearts, and that kind of thing. There's a ball into the cross, I think, that was misplaced over the top of the bar there. 14 minutes from the right side. Where do you stand on the Armand versus Manzi's debate, dear listeners? I was in Manzi's on Tower Bridge Road for my pre-match pie mash earlier on, and I'm going to be frank. You wouldn't want me any other way than Frank. I think Armand's knocks it into a corner. So give me Armand's over Manzi's. For me, it's Armand's 1, Manzi's 0 for me on the Pie Mash World Cup. What do you think? You tell me. Those kinds of debates cause great heated comment online. So I'm expecting the show listenership to go through the roof just purely on that one comment. 15 minutes, Norwich are in possession inside their own half. Little triangles, they pass the ball across, trying to work some space. They do have space. There's a shot on goal. That's going to be 1-0, slammed in as the cross rolled across the 6-yard box, slammed in on the right side. 1-0. Their winger coming down the left is causing us damage. Good run. He retained the ball when others might not have done, and managed to get the ball in across the 6-yard box end. A loose ball was slammed in from just inside the penalty area line. 1-0, 16 minutes. Well, going by the opening phase of play, there's clearly goals in this game. They do look like a formidable attacking force. They've looked pretty shaky in defence. So that's the kind of read of which I'm clutching to as we sink into the water at the moment. The kind of the kind of piece of debris as the Titanic sinks that I'm holding on to at the moment. The fact that we have not looked too bad going forwards. 17 minutes on the clock. It's been a disappointing week. It's not been a terribly disappointing start, apart from the fact that that was a very good goal, very well worked down the left side. I mean, you've got to take your hat off to good play sometimes. We've certainly not looked out of this game so far, so I think we just need to get a grip and continue to do what we're doing, because we've not looked that off the game so far. Nice tackle there by Jed Wallace on the left side on 18 minutes. The reverse fixture up at Carrow Road was one that I went to earlier on in the season, of course. We lost that one 4-3, having come back and established a winning position late in the game and then threw it away with sloppy defending. As I said to one of the Norwich websites who asked for some comments pre-match, that was probably the kind of game where a neutral would say it's one of the great games of football, but to be on the losing end of that was a tough gig, that's for sure. Carrow Road, nice ground. I think that's probably the overriding word I would associate with Norwich, is nice. Very very pleasant town, I thought. Very pleasant place. Very pleasant stadium. Not Millwall, of course. And we live for the adrenaline rush. That ball there. This is one back by Sean Williams. 20 minutes on the edge of the penalty, but does nothing with it other than pound it into the first defender. Norwich will bring away. Celebrity fans, Stephen Fry, Delia Smith, Ed Ball, who's a Labour politician. Norwich fans. We don't really have celebrity fans, do we? I know Danny Baker's one of ours, but other than that, you get quite quickly into C-list celebs. I know we can claim Denzel Washington. It's not real, though, is it? And Daniel Day-Lewis apparently went to Coldblow Lane in the 70s, but I'm not sure they really count by comparison, because we all know they're a bit made up. ticking towards the halfway point, 22 minutes of the half, after a bright start by Millwall, but also a bright start by Norwich, in all fairness. Since the goal, Norwich have probably taken control of the game. They're passing the ball well. We're looking increasingly pushed back and trying to harry them rather than any kind of structure. They come again as they come down our right side. 17 on the edge of the penalty, is trying to find some space. That's going to run through to Jordan Archer. So halfway point in the first half. Lions are probably deservedly behind at the moment, but we're not out of the game by any stretch of the imagination. So chins up. Fantastic news online yesterday, dear listeners. You've probably seen it already. The news about young Isla Caton, the little girl from the West Ham family, been in treatment for neuroblastoma treatment in Barcelona, in Catalonia. Some fantastic news that she's been found to be cancer-free, and this is wonderful news for the family. A lot of Millwall fans joined in the fundraising efforts last year, and this is what everyone's been working towards, this news. It's fantastic news. Obviously, the fundraising will continue because there's many other kids in the same position, and you know, Isla was the one that caught everyone's attention here because of the West Ham Millwall links. But wonderful news. Well done to Isla. Well done to the family. That must have been incredibly stressful to go through, and the strength everyone's displayed has been amazing. And I just want to name check Tony Monday, Jamie Pryor and others who put in so much time and effort to generate funds that have enabled this day to come. So well done to the Caton family, and well done Isla. Let's hope that she's going to grow up a very confused young lady with West Ham and Millwall affiliations as a consequence. So great news. 25 minutes. Norwich pressing forward. It's 26 minutes, and game's gone into a little bit of a lull, and they look dangerous when games go into lulls. I think they've got the pace and drive to attack from nothing. In a way, we need to get the tempo up, and we need to get the ball up and at them. At the moment, we're not doing that, dear listeners. Another free kick for the Lions just inside the Norwich half. It's taken quickly. I would have probably expected them to line up for the old set piece routine. There's a ball down into the channels for Lee Gregory to chase. That's too far, too long. 27 minutes. Norwich coming at us again. 28 minutes. Ball through into the box. That's cleared again. They look to get the ball into, onto the edge of the penalty and then work a little dinky ball through, if that's a football expression. I'm not sure. But they do look dangerous, in all fairness to them. Here they come again down our left as we tick towards 29. That's a cross of the face of the goal. Meredith should hoof it clear, and does. Meredith does a job on the 37 on the right side touch. He'll draw a yellow for that. Player's gone down clutching his ankle. Scant sympathy for the man, obviously. 31 minutes. Millwall, of course, looking over their shoulders at Rotherham and Bolton. Bolton have got, I think it's a 4-point gap, but certainly Rotherham and Reading beneath us. 4-point gap between us and Rotherham stroke Reading, but it's not such a gap that you can really feel comfortable with. And we've set ourselves a bit of a task, needing points from games like this, dear listeners. Certainly at the moment, we're 32 minutes in, a little bit of a pause whilst the 37 receives urgent medical attention. He seems to be all right. But we're certainly looking a little bit second best as matters stand. We need to get the Den involved, and we need some up and atom type football. At the moment, this is drifting, and it suits Norwich perfectly. One goal ahead in any event. Nice take and turn by Jed Wallace in midfield, breaking down the middle. 32 minutes. He's got Marlon Romeo overlapping him. Marlon cuts into the penalty area, can't get a shot away. Too many green shirts got back, unfortunately. Jed just tried to threddle Marlon through there, just ran into trouble slightly. This is more like it by Millwall. This is Marlon again on the right side. We win a free kick, 33rd minute. I'd say launch the ball into the mix. We have looked dangerous when we've got in amongst them with the high ball. Corners and free kicks. What are we going to do? It's Williams standing over the ball. You've got the usual suspects of Cooper, Hutchinson, Morrison and Gregory. 33, coming to force 34 minutes. That's lofted in. That's too close to the goalkeeper. That's poor. Ryan Leonard has been dropped today, dear listeners, and Sean Williams retained. Where do you stand on the question? I've not been terribly excited by Ryan Leonard this season, and you know, given that he's one of our most expensive signings, if not the most expensive signing in Millwall history, I've not seen enough from him to justify that. But equally, I think he's brought more this season than Sean Williams has. So would you have dropped him? Would you have put Williams in front of Ryan Leonard? Ben Thompson now seems to be at last a first choice pick. But what about the Williams choice? Would you have retained him for this game? Player that's looked off the boil all season for me. 34 minutes. Crowd getting restless. They want to see more energy, more urgency from Millsong. I think that's going to be the way that we get any kind of reward out of this game at all. If we sit back, we're playing Norwich's game. And that's not the Millwall way, is it, dear listeners? As you can hear behind me, the crowd want to see more blood and thunder. For me this season, I know that we've not scored goals, and even in this game, when we had chances cleared off the line on Tuesday night, chance cleared off the line early in this game, we've not scored goals, we've not looked dangerous enough going forwards. I know all of that, but for me, we've looked very fragile defensively all season. And Jake Cooper has been one of our better players, but even he's not looked as good as he was last season. Sean Hutchins has not looked himself, and a speculation last night on the radio show that he might be carrying a knock, I don't know. But we do have Alex Pearce on the bench, and it begs the question why you're not playing Pearce if Hutchinson's not 100%. To me, it doesn't make much sense. But I suppose that goes to the heart of the issues surrounding selection and tactical and errors of that kind that Neil's made this season. It's not been a great season. I should be very, very happy when it's all over if we can survive, stay in the Championship, and just get through this. You know, I think it's one of those seasons that you have to endure. Ball breaks. Lee Gregory, 40 minutes on the right side, left side, that's going to go for a corner. Coming down the left channel, Gregory does enough to win the left side corner. We have looked dangerous from corners, and we've got to do better with them. Danger zone, Cooper gets ahead to it, no great power downwards. From that it falls to Hutchinson, it cries for a handball as he tried to take and turn it in towards goal. Referee not having any of it, 41 minutes on the clock, this is Williams again. Line's been forced back towards the halfway line. This is going to be Marlon who cheaps it forwards. Cooper stayed ahead but can't control that ball, and it gives Norwich a chance to break. Beautiful take and turn by Ben Thompson. Listen to that cheer for the little bit of acrobatics we saw there as he worked his way past his man. Unfortunately, that's gone for a throw-in on the far right side. Mill will keep the throw-in there, but that's really cheered the crowd up just to see Ben take and almost kind of a twist and turn past the man there. Good stuff, quality. Marlon now, he wins a corner on the right side, 44 minutes. So it's a right-sided corner, it's low. Back heel, there's Ace, 1-0! Back heel from Steve Morrison, onto the head of Sean Williams, 1-1! That's a cheeky little goal, lost me in the moment there. Ball in low, rather than high. Back heel by Steve Morrison, and onto the head of Sean Williams. Cheeky, cheeky, cheeky! I like it. Let's watch it again on the replay. It's low. Flip back heel into the head of Sean Williams into the top right hand corner. 1-1. Let's watch it again. I like that. Low ball. Back heel. Headed in from close range by Sean Williams. Very nice. Just before half time. Critical time to score. That one we've deserved. We went for a phase of sitting back in the mid part of the half where we were a little bit pinned back after the goal. But we've brought ourselves back into it. It looked brighter as it's worn along. And that's probably just reward for a fairly even half of football one way or the other. So well done, Millwall. Let's pull the crowd into it. Well, there we are, half-time. Relief to get that goal late in the first half there. But overall, I thought that was an evenly balanced half of football. The line started brightly enough, but so did Norwich. They got that goal. And then I thought we slightly allowed them to play their game, you know, a possession game. Sat back a little bit too much from them. But to get that, work our way back into the half and then get that late equaliser was just what we deserved. So as the Hanbury Manor, Richard Clayderman soundtrack takes over the den, we're going to take a little break at half time as it's Millwall 1 and Norwich City 1.
You're listening to Act on Millwall, the CBL Magazine podcast. It's the number one Millwall show and a rich source of wit, repartee and football wisdom. If you like us, why don't you give us 5 stars and a kind review on the Apple Podcast app? If you do, I'll love you a long time.
A few half-time tweets for you, dear listeners. Keith Mackay, Macca, says, OK, I'll take one all now, please. I will go home a happy man, have a savagely hot curry, and drift off into cobra-fueled oblivion. I'm with you, Keith. I'll have that with you, mate. I like that. Real supporters club, half-time at the Den, one all. Aside from the opening 10 minutes, the away side dominated and should have increased their lead, but a mixture of luck and last-ditch defending spared our blushes. Good work for Millwall's goal, but a big improvement needed. I didn't quite see it quite as decisively as that, MSC. I thought we certainly sat back a little bit, and both teams have got goals in them, and I thought we've done well to haul ourselves back into it. Nines TV, half time, best performance for a while. Can't understand people getting on the team's back, being the better side against the league leaders, says Lions TV. Tom S. Tallulah on Earth says, great half of football. Really spirited performance from us, says Tom. This is Millwall, says three assists in three games, but apparently Morrison is past it. I detect the air of irony in that line there. Mark Ritter says, we've got goals in us, which is a shame we look scared to have a go, says Mark. And raving praise for Ben Thompson on the Millwall Love Sport Radio WhatsApp group. A blinder, says Michael Avery. Magical turn, says Harry Warren. I make the boys right as well.
Achtung, Millwall.
Second half, listeners, no changes that I can see to either side. Certainly not the Lions. Lions will be kicking off the second half, attacking the cold blow lane end in accordance with the 1873 Millwall Act. A little bit of a false start there, as Williams fainted and the two lime-clad gnomes came forward. But away we go, second half. Nice play by Ben Thompson, midfield. He's really been the outstanding player for me of the first half. Looks like he's starting the second half in the way he means to go. And this is on the left. That's a ball in from Jeb Wise towards Steve Morrison. Under a little bit of physical attention, it's gone for a goal kick on the 47 minutes there. Norwich carefully building down the left side on 52 minutes. Possession. They run into a blue wall there. But Mill can't clear. They're not precise enough with the clearance. Gives Norwich put the ball back on the left side, down in front of me in block one. This is the 12. Ball through to nobody. A little bit more bite from Mill in midfield. I think we slightly conceded the game in midfield in the first half, but not in the second half. That's forced an error there into touch by Norwich. Comes towards 55 minutes. The game is in the balance, dear listeners. The game is in the balance. Wallace tried to work a free kick. Went down a little bit too theatrically for the referee's taste and most taste. Gives Norwich a chance to break down the left as we tick towards 56 minutes. This is the 25. He had to pause there. It was a little moment where that looked more dangerous. Here comes a 17. Ball back across the middle box. Stay in possession. That's into... Ooh, that was inches wide. There was a kind of a cross that Archer flayed at, and it seemed to almost be on the edge of going in off the post there, but wide in the event. 56 minutes. Lions dodge a bullet there slightly. Great work by Shane Ferguson, winning the ball back in midfield there. People on their feet to applaud that. That was great work. Ben Thompson feeds Steve Morrison. Does a 1-2 for Ben to run onto. I think he might be outpaced there a little bit by the Norwich defence ends. It's a goal kick. Applause all round for the work of Shane Ferguson and Ben Thompson there. 61 minutes. Well, again, at the risk of tempting Lady Fate, Norwich moves down the middle. Passing moves just starting to break up a little bit. They still look like a dangerous team. That's a ball back, dangerous ball back to own goalkeeper. They will bring away, but 62 minutes, and they're just starting to look a little bit more... either ragged, or maybe we're putting up more obstruction as they try and pass the ball through our midfield. It's good to see. Lions are very much in this game. Norwich substitutes training, warming up, actually on the pitch, as you can hear, walking along the touchline. You wouldn't get away with it in Beckton Park, let's put it that way. Halfway through the second half, the listeners, 67 minutes. Norwich have a throw in on the left side. Game very much in the balance. Both sides will feel that they've got the means, motive and opportunity to win this. Equally, I think Norwich's from Norwich's perspective, there's a little bit of fear creeping in because they've looked a little bit more raggedy as the game has gone along. First half, they looked very smooth in their passing, but that's broken down. Our midfield has certainly come into the game. Man of the match from the Millwall perspective at the moment for me is Ben Thompson. Great performance, and if we see more of this from Ben, then well, we've always had high hopes for him, but you know what I mean. He's certainly playing to match those hopes at the moment. 67 minutes. Here come Norwich again, though. Cutting in from the left side. That will fall now to the 17. The 12, sorry. Very hard to see the numbers. Ball across the face of the box. That's going to go for a right-sided corner. 68 and a half minutes. Loops in from the right. That's 2-1. The 6 catches it from the right-sided corner. On the edge of the 6-yard box. Headed in from close range. 2-1 to Norwich. Poorly defended corner. Or well-worked move. Take your pick. 2-1 Norwich. Scutty, tough on the lines. We've done enough to feel like we had every chance there, but as I said earlier on, both sides would have said that, so they've taken their chance and opportunity there. Nice driving run by Ben Thompson. 71 minutes, right-sided corner again for the Lions. Ferguson again takes, it's again launched deep, that's over the heads of everybody, and away to Meredith, who miscontrols slightly, finds Marlon Rome, is going to go all the way back to Archer. The displeasure of the Millwall crowd. O'Brien's coming for Meredith, as you can hear, 73rd minute. Meredith's done okay for me this afternoon, but obviously we're chasing a point or more if we can. Certainly a point. O'Brien, the more attack-minded player. I guess that'll mean that Ferguson drops back into defence, and he does indeed on that left side. Norwich on the breaks, a ball down the middle. This is a 22. He's through on goal. 3-1. Ball down straight down the middle to the 22. Took it through, passing the last line defence. Slightly right, fires it into the top left corner. It's a nice finish. Nice finish. 3-1. I think that's going to be game, set and match, dear listeners. I regret to inform you. Timu Fugolin. Mill fans streaming for the exits. I think they're probably good judges. I shall see it through to the finish, as you will. Naturally expect. It's a shame, it's not what we deserved, but then you get what you deserve in football in the end, don't you? We've actually taken the game to Norwich well in the game, but they're a decent team. The quality of finish there from the 22, Timo, whatever his name is, was top drawer, and so was their goal, was well taken. That was a little near post header, wasn't it? There's the one that put them ahead. Nice finish. And unfortunately, there's no substitute for quality when it's allied with work rate. And in fairness to Norwich, that's what they've brought to the occasion. Well, it was always going to be a big ask today, dear listeners. Let's be quite frank with each other. We can be. We're consenting adults. We can talk plain. It was always going to be a tough ask. And I thought we've actually taken the game at large slices to Norwich. But in the end, quality will win out. And I'm afraid that's what's come Mill's way today. So we tick towards 84 and a half minutes. Ball's lumped in, far post. That's cleared off the line from Steve Morrison. It falls to Marlon. Ball off the line. Again, second time. Two chances off the line. There's the ball pinged around inside the 6-yard box. Ah, Norwich's lucky star today. I mean, how many times off the cleared off the line now? I know that's probably a more desperate situation earlier on. We could have gone ahead almost inside the first few minutes with balls cleared off the line. But Norwich must have a guardian angel leaning over them, making sure they're going to go to the Premier League. And I think the guardian angel's got it in for us. Maybe wants to help us to League One. I don't know. A game that was in our grasp. And we don't have the strike force that takes chances. We've had a couple of chances during the course of the game. One early and a couple late, cleared off the line. And unfortunately, this is a league where you get punished for not taking chances. I actually can't query the defence today. I have queried it a few times in the course of the shows this season. This is Norwich coming down the right side. This is a 22 running in. That should go out for a goal kick. So defence, not so bad. Midfield, Ben Thompson has done well. Williams, defensive midfielder, I guess, yeah. I've not rated him much this season, but that was an okay performance, but it's just moments of quality have decided today. And those moments of quality were the second goal, the header from the corner, and then the beautiful finish, in all honesty, from the 22 late to make it 3-1. So that's what's done us today, dear listeners. There's a final whistle, Millwall 1, Norwich 3. We'll be right back after these messages, dear listeners.
You are listening to Achten Millwall.
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why United Healthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Norwich 3-1 winners at the Den, and it's another disappointing result for Millwall. Didn't threaten enough, didn't get enough going forward. Just not good enough, really. And it's not been for the last few games now. Have to improve. You know, we're in a dogfight, there's no denying that. I don't think any real fan is under any illusion as to the fact that we are going to struggle to stay up if we do at all. Norwich could have had more if they really wanted. Didn't push enough for it. Forced Archer into one or two decent saves, but barring that, they were just dominant with the ball. Much better team. Millwall have had their work cut out today, but it's just lacklustre at the moment. Even the last few weeks against a few other sides have not really looked like threatening too much in an attacking sense. So something has to change. Fred is a bit of an unknown quantity at this level. Could that be? It could be a help in the next few weeks. You know, his pace is threatening. Whether he, you know, makes the most of the ball at the end of that is a different matter altogether. But just provides a different option to the same old Elliot up to Morrison. You know, we try and play the ball over the top to Lee Gregory. We don't hit it well enough, and he got in a few times in behind today. But you know, Millwall couldn't make enough of it. Didn't have enough runners in support quickly enough. Closer we move to the end of the season, we need to pick up points quickly, and that average that we need to pick up per game is creeping up week by week. Come on, you Lions.
It's a Sunday morning nightmare. A Sunday morning nightmare. A Sunday morning.
Sunday morning nightmare. Harry and I are in the friendly confines of Harry's bar. What do you make of Harry's bar, incidentally, Harry?
It's not my type of bar, even though it's got my name.
If you're on any Tinder dates, would you come here, mate?
I think you'd swipe left on that.
Oh dear, we're unlucky today, I felt. I know that's probably not going to be the official opinion on the internet, but I thought we actually were in the balance there. We were just talking about, I thought quality decided that, the quality finishing and lack of quality at times in our own setup.
Yeah, I think they showed everything they needed to show on the day. I don't think they were miles better than us, but they had three chances. They took all three chances. Archer's made two saves. Yeah. Made a Millwall out of both of them, in my opinion, but there we go. And I mean, the first save for the first goal, quality goalkeepers pushed him wide or pushed him behind. He pushed
quality
his back out.
Yeah, in real time, I mean, the second goal, which I thought might be the decisive moment, I don't think it was as decisive
the goal that the post ball for Norwich headed in from close. I thought that was quite a nice finish, but you felt Archer was at fault there?
Yeah, I'm not the different angle from you. He gets there and he just puts his hands up and he goes through the middle of them. You know, he's just, you know, top quality, and I think it was showed down the other end. I think we've had a chance where O'Brien's had three attempts at Krull,
yeah,
and Krull spread himself each time, readjusted his body and kept, yeah, the ball out. And you know, you get 3-2 with 5 minutes to go,
it becomes
a different atmosphere, it becomes a different game. And the key moments in every game that we'd lost this season, in key games, even away at Norwich, you know, took that key moments, you don't get an offside decision and you crumble.
Yeah.
You know, today we conceded the second goal, the third goal. They're beat. They're mentally destroyed. Lee Gregory looks a shadow of himself.
Yeah,
take rushing chances.
Results haven't gone our way today, and general consensus, a couple of WhatsApp messages from various people saying we're banging trouble. I mean, we were just saying that the bar here, first time it's feeling like the creep of relegation's coming up on our shoulders.
There's a creak from the wall that you're leaning on then, which was almost like a Freudian trapdoor opening somewhere far away. I mean, the Bolton game's now massive, isn't it? You've got to beat Bolton.
Let's look at some positives. I thought Ben Thompson was absolute top drawer today. Man of the match from Millwall's perspective.
Yeah, sign Ben Thompson up, new contract, minimum release fee of $25 million. Of George Chappell's worth $6 million, I'll tell you what, he's worth double. Because
the energy and the industry and the quality, I mean, you know, we called it the Zidane turn. That was,
I think it's called a roulette turn, isn't it? I think it's the
Dan. I've never done one. I don't think outside my range.
Outside your range of talent. You mean he wins a 50-50, strong arms the bloke off, does this turn, and lays Wallace in who can't cross it over, you know. But this is a player, can we just get it right, that 6 to 8 weeks ago was in League One, being touted as the best player in League One, basically, every week by Portsmouth, who were top of the league by a country mile at the time, and who have fallen off the boil since he's left. He has to start every week. He was so much better than what, you know, when we lose the ball, he runs back. I mean, he picked up a yellow today, which I think was harsh on him in real time.
Yeah, yeah.
But it's finding the other player that can play with him. That's now Neil's problem in the midfield. When the ball was all down their throat and in positioning, he becomes like Wallace. He's got pace to get up there, his mobility. And that's what I actually think is what the problem is with the side. I think we're not mobile enough to go in transitions. We concede on counter-attacks and we don't score on counter-attacks. So it takes us 6 years to make a counter-attack an actual attack.
Williams looked very sluggish. Would you have dropped him or kept Leonard and dropped Williams today?
Yeah, definitely. I think I was even calling for Tunnicliffe. People were falling off chairs. people were hitting the floor. Crockery's
that banging sound was me hitting the floor then.
Yeah, I generally think Tunnicliffe and Thompson actually might work, because Tunnicliffe's the sort of sit in front of the back four and just spray the ball, and Thompson's the one, alright, I'll get the ball, I'll run at someone, let's see if we can make something happen, and he'll grow that nuance. You know, he's a bit like, he's got an engine on him like Jimmy Abdu, you know what I mean, of Jimmy Abdu, but with passing ability. And we said before that if Jimmy Abdu had passing ability, he wouldn't have been at Millwall, and that's what it feels like with Thompson. So
Thompson looked a different gravy to me. I mean, you're right, he's already been in the shop window to a degree at Pompey. He will be now, because I mean, teams will see those little moments, and they were quality moments. It genuinely reminded me of the young Tim Cahill. That quality.
It was like a combination of three, because he didn't just do it down the middle. It's not crunching people like he used to. That was his nuance when he was here before he went out on loan. He'd hit people, pick up a yellow card, and not be able to play a 5-yard pass. He's spraying passes around, beating players, learning where he needs to be. He's learned what's right and what's wrong positionally, and he's only going to get better the more games he plays. And you're sitting there going, well, I don't know how long his deal is, but you probably should sort that out, Millwall.
Because those games ain't for Norwich when they get promoted, because I think they're looking in a decent position, Leeds and Norwich top in the table. I don't think they were that far ahead of us, but they took the crucial moments, and I suppose that's what separates teams that struggle and teams that succeed, and that's what we had today.
Achtung, Millwall.
Joined on the Sunday morning nightmare by the sparkling, glittering stars of media, Mr. Aaron Paul, star of stage, screen and BBC. Welcome to the show, Aaron.
Cheers, mate. Cheers. Pleasure to be here.
Star of Millwall's media world, Mr. Michael Avery.
It's an honour of mine to take Aaron Paul into the glamour of Harry's Bar.
And you've already been introduced to the King of the Tinder, Harry Warren, next to me.
Good evening, listeners.
Oh, I thought we were just having a conversation with Michael. I didn't think we were that bad, but you thought we were atrocious, Michael. Clearing up time in Harry's Bar.
Clearing up time.
A grim place. A grim time in a grim place.
I thought Thompson looked all right in parts. There was a lovely little turn he had. I thought Ferguson looked good, but I just think there was just a lack of penetration. There was a lack of creativity. No real end product. We had a couple of chances, but that was half chances, and I just didn't think we looked like scoring in the second half. Anyone agree with that?
I thought Norwich looked like a decent team. They took their chances, Aaron.
Yeah, Harry's Bar's a representation of Mill on the pitch is just beige. Just beige. No, you know what? It's just there's a bit of quality in there. Just a little bit.
In that Norwich team.
Yeah, there's quality. And they've spent money. They've recruited well. They've got a manager. You know, these sort of forward-thinking nouveau coaches, you know, was speaking like this, and it was often emanated from, like, the Kaiserslautern Academy. He's from Dortmund, actually. But
it didn't work last season when they got
fun
4-0 here.
This is not working. Well, funny enough, when I spoke to him last week and I asked him, you know, if he was looking forward to his trip to Mill, he's like, I'm not talking about this. No. It's very intense atmosphere, yeah? And even today, he said, you know, the atmosphere was intense, but they were backed well. They had a good set of travelling supporters, but there was just that extra bit of quality from them. And, you know,
and they were clinical, weren't they? More importantly, they just got
it's like
done.
24 goals.
100%. Every shot he has just goes in. 20, I don't know.
Well, actually, no, he had one save.
Oh, did he?
Yeah.
Oh, no.
50% of shots he has. Right,
quality striker.
24 goals this season. He's created six.
He's got six assists.
I quite.
There's an assist, the first one where he shoots at Archer and it comes across because it's his shot that leads.
I quite like the goal they took the lead. I mean, we were talking about that earlier on. Harry says Archer's mistake. I thought it was a quality cross and a quality finish from close range to go 2-1 up, and that was a decisive moment. I thought we were in the game.
It was sloppy defending for the second goal, in my opinion, wasn't it? I mean, to get a free header at the near post, wasn't it?
The first 10 minutes were important for me because it felt like, you know, Derby at home again, where they just couldn't get out of their half. And I think if Millwall had taken the chance, you had someone who could actually stick a ball in the box. You know, we actually talked about this.
Well, I think might be Amber on the line. We spotted it.
Me and Mickey, like during the half, if you're going to play 4-4-2, you need wingers who are going to stick it in the box, not faff around and you know, check back, cut back inside. If you're going to cut in, have a shot, have a go. But just no one seemed to want to have a go. Credit to Ben Thompson, you know.
I thought he was quality.
To go to the byline, to do little bits and pieces, you know, just a little bit of trickery to keep the crowd up.
And more importantly, to remember Ben Thompson, he was on a yellow card, wasn't he, from halfway through the first half, and he still kept that intensity. He kept the intensity. He showed a maturity he might not have had a couple of years.
So much improved that I generally want Aidan O'Brien to fuck off on loan to Portsmouth. Because he might come back as a better. Goes and plays as a number nine, he might learn that role. Because I don't think he knows. You look at Ben. Ben's learned where I need to be. I need to be here during this phase of play. I need to be here during this. Now, like before, he went on loan, he'd be fucking flying in here, there, and everywhere. So, I think the nuances of the game, even though we're going down, because I think we are now. Unless we beat Bolton, we're fucked.
I think Bolton's a massive game next week, and I don't like to admit it, but I think we do look a little bit spiritless and a little bit bereft.
Yeah, it's just flat. I mean, you said it was beige earlier on, and
nowhere's as beige as Harry's Bar.
We're
liking it, Aaron. Yeah.
Well, not really.
It's like the Chris Belmarsh chic all over it.
Belmarsh.
It's like the canteen. Like
Majesty's Prison Sheerness. That's the decor they got.
The stupid thing is, this could be and should be. This should be packed. Millwall fans want to spend money.
Activity.
Are we staying up?
Just.
I've got a tenner on it, so I hope so.
Wigan last day of the season. Everything sits on that. Definitely, it's going to be that way.
I'm still believing. Are you believing, dear listeners?
I believe in a thing called love.
Arrivederci, Millwall.
You've been listening to Octoon Millwall, the CBL Magazine podcast. That's the Millwall news this week, and we are out of here.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.